Our text, just read from the lectern, is the conclusion to Micah's book, and it is a beautiful gospel passage. The prophet adds one statement after another, all words of comfort to sinners, so that the effect is powerful and memorable. But we would be wrong to think that because of his conclusion, all of Micah's book is gospel. The prophet has also recorded words of law, which are as stunning and vivid as the words of our text. In chapter 3, when dealing with corrupt rulers who are oppressing the poor and helpless, the prophet likens these rulers to cannibals. You who hate good and love evil, who strip the skin from my people and the flesh from their bones and chop them in pieces like meat for the pot, like flesh in the cauldron. His book seems to be giving us a representative sampling and summary of all the prophetic oracles that he preached during his ministry. Through what has been recorded, we who are or will be preachers receive preaching advice from Micah. The structure of his book is a very basic one, an alternation between law and gospel. Thus, Micah is instructing or advising us today. Preach the law and preach the gospel. With regard to preaching the law, we see that the prophet did not back down from this aspect of his prophetic ministry. He did not ignore or whitewash or simply wink at the sins of the people of Judah and Israel. He did not compromise a single portion of God's word, as did the false prophets of his day, so that he would preach simply a happy message and the people would all be feeling good and none would be feeling guilty. No, Micah forcefully preached the law. God help us never to avoid or water down this aspect of our ministry, namely preaching the law. Though at times this may be unpleasant, it is necessary and part of our calling. From his book, we see that Micah was a keen observer of those to whom he was addressing, to whom he was preaching. He was aware of the various ways in which they were violating God's holy will. He named specific sins. He knew what law to preach. He also knew how to preach this law, having one approach with those who were in positions of power and influence, and another approach with the common people. God grant that we may preach the law, that law which the people whom we are shepherding need to hear, which will penetrate into their hearts and show them that left to themselves, they deserve God's fiery judgment. We pray that God would also help us to have the right approach with those whom we are addressing, so that we are as sensitive as possible, but as fierce as is necessary in proclaiming the law. Yet Micah, in preaching his strong word of law, did so not because he hated his countrymen, but because he loved them. Further, he preached the law in humility, including himself among the sinners. In chapter 7, verse 8 of his book, he records the confession of a true believer in Yahweh. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. This was certainly also Micah's confession. In our text, he speaks about our iniquities and our sins. These included his own trespasses too. May we present the law to the members of our congregations out of love for them, a tough love, doing what we have to do for their benefit. May we speak the law in total humility, knowing that this law also applies to us and shows us to be sinners, deserving nothing but hell. Micah, however, did not preach only the law. That would have resulted in his hearers falling into despair and further sinning. As he had to preach the law, so it was also his privilege and joy to proclaim the gospel. The law made the people ready to hear and appreciate the gospel. Part of his gospel message were prophecies foretelling the future birthplace of the Messiah and describing the future messianic kingdom. We sense Micah's delight in speaking about God's saving activity, because this is for the benefit of those who are hearing him and for his own benefit as well. God grant that we may not only preach the gospel, but continually exalt in proclaiming the good news. May we do so with confidence. This is the best news. With conviction, we believe the gospel, which brings us comfort and peace. And with eagerness, knowing that God is using us to bring others into or sustain them in his kingdom of life. Despite all his law passages, we note that Micah concludes his book with gospel. This was his last word with the people, so to speak. He left them with the gospel. That guides us in our preaching and speaking. In addition, the prophet proclaimed the gospel in all its beauty. Now, it helped in this regard that he was inspired by God. We, of course, do not receive direct revelation from God, as did Micah. Yet we, too, can proclaim the gospel in all its beauty by using the inspired word which has been recorded for us, by preaching the text. Notice, for example, the wording of our text. Who is a God like you, passing over the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? The phrase, remnant of his heritage, refers to the true Israel, all those who had faith in the one true God. That is, you, me, and all believers. God sees our wrongs, but he passes over them in the sense that he does not hold them against us. He pardons our iniquity. The Hebrew word, which is rendered as pardons, literally means lifts. Our iniquity, our guilt, is a heavy load which would weigh us down, but God lifts this burden from us. Our text goes on. God does not retain his anger forever against sinners because he delights in mercy. That is God's primary will, to show grace and mercy which endure forever. Our text says that God has compassion on us. The Hebrew word translated compassion denotes God's strong tie to those who are his children. God treats us as a dear father treats his dear children. The text continues, God will subdue our iniquities. Our iniquities, our sins, want to rise up and accuse us and plunge us into despair. But God restrains these sins. He tramples them down. Moreover, he removes them. He casts them into the depths of the sea. They are gone. We have complete forgiveness and everlasting life. Why? Because as the last verse of our text indicates, God has acted truthfully with Jacob and in mercy with Abraham. God swore to these patriarchs that from them and from their descendants would come the Messiah, the Savior. God kept his word. A portion of Zechariah's song in Luke chapter 1 is commentary on our text. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people to perform the mercy promised to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, was also the son of Abraham and Jacob. Christ fully carried out his messianic work. He lived a perfect life for all, died for all, and rose triumphant from the grave. God is a forgiving God because of Jesus Christ. United with Christ in faith, we can bear fruit for the Lord, good works which glorify him and serve our neighbor. The law becomes our servant, showing us what godly living is. May we ever be demonstrating our faith in our lives, and may we ever be encouraging our members to do the same. Micah's book indeed gives us sound advice for preaching. God, help us to preach the law in a firm, uncompromising, yet also humble and loving manner. And God, help us to preach the gospel with great boldness and joy. For our God pardons iniquity, and he delights in showing mercy. Amen.